Australia has formally recognised Palestine as a sovereign and independent state, becoming one of over 150 nations to do so. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced the formal recognition at the United Nations General Assembly in New York to coincide with similar declarations made by the UK and Canada. Many have welcomed the move as historic, but say it must be matched with strong action and an end to Australia's military cooperation and two-way arms trade with Israel. Former Labor-turned-Independent Senator Fatima Payman has remained a strong voice for the recognition of a Palestinian state since crossing the party floor in a vote on the matter last year. I spoke to Senator Payman to hear her thoughts on the declaration.
Oh, it's massively significant. I mean, to the point where, you know, me crossing the floor 15 months ago caused such a national crisis for the government that one of their own had called for something that was in their platform. Their members had been calling it for years. So it's definitely a massive, huge step in the right direction, but definitely not enough. And, you know, the government has a real opportunity to keep putting pressure on Benjamin Netanyahu to do what's right by the Palestinian people.
And like you said, it's significant, but doesn't seem strong enough. A lot of critics have said that this push for recognition is really only symbolic or a last-ditch effort, and recognition alone won't end the starvation or occupation. What power does recognition have if Australia still refuses to sanction Israel and end the two-way arms relationship?
Look, it is a symbolic move. And like I said, we do need to put pressure on Netanyahu to stop his genocide and the war crimes being perpetrated. The recognition will obviously put pressure not just on Netanyahu, but also on our own government to stop sending weapons and support to the Netanyahu government and, you know, really call out the defiance against international law that Netanyahu's been, you know, demonstrating and the end to weapons exports where there'd be a higher level of transparency that the government will have to show. You know, you can't just say we condemn the actions. You can't just say, you know, we've recognised Palestine and yet continue arming Israel and enabling this war machine, because if that continues, then there will be no Palestine to recognise. So it's very important that the government actually matches these very strong words with real tangible action.
How likely do you think we are to see that kind of real tangible action, especially only a month ago? We saw Penny Wong say that Australia only supplies non-lethal parts for the F-35 fighter jets.
I'm just astonished and left speechless when the government say that it's a non-lethal part, because if the doors that release the bomb or missiles, if that is not supplied by Australia, then the F-35 fighter jets won't even be able to be assembled together, which means that it would be incomplete and would not be then supplied to Israel. So it's deflection. I see it as the government just trying to placate the large population of Australians who want to see the genocide end, who want to see the killing and suffering and this illegal occupation to end, and to make sure that Australia is not complicit in it, you know, like, whether it's on our shores or overseas. Like, we have a high standard as Australians when it comes to human rights, when it comes to human dignity. And I think that's what everyday Australians want to see our government do, not, you know, continue supplying all these weapons and continuing the military cooperation and then turning around and saying, well, we've recognised Palestine, so what more do you guys want? And that's where I say it's not enough. This is a step in the right direction, but it can't stop there.
There's concerns from the opposition, more specifically, that this decision to join other nations in recognising Palestine risks damaging Australia's relationship with the United States. What are your thoughts on that?
Australia has an independent foreign policy and we need to exercise that. We should not do what Donald Trump wants us to do. And yes, it requires a great deal of courage to stand against the US and the administration and say, look, we're going to do what's best for Australians. We're going to listen to our people, not necessarily what works for, you know, Donald Trump and his agenda.
And just finally, what message do you think this decision sends to the Palestinian diaspora in Australia?
That their advocacy matters and that their voice matters. You know, they have been calling for this for decades, you know, and again, this may be very symbolic, but it doesn't stop there. And I commend and applaud every single advocate around the country, whether they be from the Palestinian diaspora community or not, for standing up for humanity.
Senator Fatima Payman there, ending that report.